My sisters and brothers, this week's lesson is from the first letter of the blessed Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, while you were still heathen, as you can remember well enough, you let yourselves be led away wherever men would lead you, to worship false gods that gave no utterance. That is why I am telling you of this. Just as no one can be speaking through God's Spirit if he calls Jesus accursed, so it is only through the Holy Spirit that anyone can say Jesus is the Lord. And yet there are different kinds of gifts, though it is the same Spirit who gives them. Just as there are different kinds of service, though it is the same Lord we serve. And different manifestations of power, though it is the same God who manifests his power everywhere, in all of us. The revelation of the Spirit is imparted to each to take the best advantage of it. One learns to speak with wisdom by the power of the Spirit, another to speak with knowledge, with the same Spirit for his rule. One through the same Spirit is given faith, another through the same Spirit, powers of healing. One can perform miracles, one can prophesy, another can test the spirit of the prophets. One can speak in different tongues, another can interpret the tongues. But all this is the work of one and the same Spirit who distributes his gifts to each as he wills. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. This week's Gospel is a continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Jesus addressed this other parable to those who had confidence in themselves, thinking they had won acceptance with God and despised the rest of the world. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood upright and made this prayer in his heart. I thank thee, God, that I am not like the rest of men who steal and cheat and commit adultery, or like this publican here. For myself, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican stood far off. He would not even lift his eyes toward heaven. He only beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. I tell you, this man went back home higher in God's favor than the other. Everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and the man who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. My sisters and brothers, I wanted to remind you that immediately after Mass, there will be something called food and fellowship. I was told you're familiar with this. I am not. But anyway, it's after Mass, and you're all invited, and it's in a place called Reger Hall, which I assume is nearby. Again, that's immediately after Mass, food and fellowship for everyone who would like to go. Also, just a quick update that, in case you have not heard, Father Dilger is doing much better. He is finally coherent. He's finally awake and aware of where he's at and what he's doing. And so I don't know if he is still out at Gateway or not, but I do know that he is on the mend. So let's give glory to God. Finally, I myself will be covering for Father Dilger essentially until he returns to duty. And as many of you are aware, I'm sure, I'm up in Huntingburg, Indiana for, you know, two masses earlier in the morning, and then I beat cheeks to get down here as quickly as I can. I promise you, this microphone is going to be the end of me. I promise you that I will be in that confessional as close to 11 o'clock as humanly possible. Whether the earlier mass is still going on or not, if I get here, the first place I'm going is that confessional, and I will stay there until about 11:40, right? Because I need to get back and plan for the mass and all of this. This is a little outside of my comfort zone still, and I need just a couple of extra minutes. If I'm not able to hear all confessions before mass, then I will pop in after mass. Just let me know that you would like to go. And also just to sort of help you make sure that you get your confession heard, I would suggest, as if possible, maybe showing up closer to 11 o'clock instead of 11:30. Just as an idea, that's for your sake, not for mine. I want to hear your confessions, so please come to confession, and if you show up a little more early, I can make sure that gets done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. my sisters and brothers, St. Luke gives us a story that is one of the most, clear in the Gospels, right? Normally in the Gospels, there's always a story and then you have 5,000 different opinions about what it could possibly mean. But not so today. Today, we've got the good guy and the bad guy, right? The Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee, the classic bad guy. He's supposed to be righteous, and yet he's kind of an idiot. He lists off in the temple all of the things that he is really good at, like he's applying for a job, right? Like this is a resume that he is submitting to the Almighty. God, look how awesome I am. The publican, the thief, the adulterer, he's, at least in his public life, more or less a terrible person. And yet he appears before God and tells the truth about himself. He asks God for mercy because he knows he doesn't deserve it. And he reminds God, of course, that he is a sinner, not deserving of that mercy. The publican goes home justified and righteous. The Pharisee does not. My sisters and brothers, the key to all of this is humility. And humility is not me thinking that I'm a terrible person. That's not humility. That can just as easily be false humility. I don't need to be going around all the time thinking about how awful I am. That's not what God wants, and that's not the truth. Because God made you good. And God continues to love you, not because you are good, but because he is. And he is generous with you, not because you've earned it or whatever, but because he loves you and because he is so good. My sisters and brothers, humility is acknowledging what is true about ourselves and the world and rejoicing in that truth. Here's a great example of what I mean. Humility is the acknowledgement and rejoicing in the truth. The most humble statement made by anybody in the entire scripture was made by Our Lady in the Gospel of St. Luke. She's standing across from Elizabeth, and the most humble statement any human being has ever uttered, "My soul magnifies the Lord. From this day, all generations will call me blessed." That's humility, my sisters and brothers, because it's true. Anytime we want to see God or come closer to him, we only have to go to Our Lady. Her soul magnifies the Lord. That she, in some sense, is like a magnifying glass, bringing God into focus for us. That she is blessed among all women and among all people. She is the highest of our race. These are all humble statements because they are true. And so, what is the truth about yourself? If you think you're a terrible person, okay, because we've read that in the lives of 1,000 saints, and it was like something they pulled out of the file for each saint, right? And I am the worst of sinners. St. Paul said it first, and it was true of him. Okay, glory be to God. And maybe you are. Maybe you have that kind of knowledge of the power of sin in your heart. Glory be to God. I suspect, though, that you don't have that kind of knowledge. It's a gift given to very few. Rather, I suspect what you need to understand is your own goodness in God's sight, is his own love for you, is his own desire to make you a saint. Yes, you, and you can be a saint, and God can do it. Not you as an ideal, perfect you, but you as you sit in St. Mary's Church right now. God loves you enough right now to make you a saint. He wants you to cooperate with his grace, to grow ever more in that sanctity, to access him in the sacraments, in a life of scripture reading and prayer, and to embrace his great love for you. That's humility, my sisters and brothers. That's the difference between a Pharisee and a publican. A publican knows his place. A publican knows the truth about himself. I pray, God, that you also can know the truth about yourself. That you are loved, that God wishes to be with you, and God wishes you to be with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.